Illusion or reality? This morning I'm challenging myself. But before I challenge myself, I want to introduce myself. And this is Monk Ellen speaking from the Absolute Monastery. Illusion or reality? I just grabbed our book, The Relative, and opened it casually, and I found a sentence which says, "Illusions come out of my immortal thoughts." And that really shook me up, because out of my immortal thoughts, thoughts are immortal. That was something which really gave me to think, because the thinker, generally speaking, in the relative, dies and the thoughts are gone. I mean, you're speaking of very relative. But if I'm speaking of the thoughts as energy, it makes sense that they are immortal, that they are eternal. So illusions come out of my immortal thoughts. So what are illusions? They are thoughts. And illusions are changeable. So how can these changeable illusions be immortal? I mean, it just really, really challenged my thinking. Because illusions are changeable and the reality is unchangeable. So what is this with the thoughts? Are thoughts isises, and are these isises, there are of course in the allness these isises, and they're not reality. These isises are without I'm just a little bit distracted by the phone call here, which is another illusion. But maybe alright, here we are with the illusions and reality again. But I'm just going right into the illusions and say, what are these illusions? These are my games I'm playing here on Earth and having fun with them. Not being touched by them, because illusions are, like I said, changeable, and we like to compare one illusion with the other. And reality is unchangeable. Reality is based on quality, while illusion is based on quantity. Now, I recently went in an emergency department, and naturally, when I went in, I looked around and saw many people who I thought, well, they are here because they have a need for an emergent need. And I thought about it later on. If I would have gone in the same room and thought it was perhaps a room for waiting to go to the cinema or the show, if I would have had the same thoughts. It was a pure illusion what I put in my mind to see. There was, for instance, a child about 5-6 years old, and while I was looking at this boy and thinking, well, I really don't know why he is here, I looked through the illusion which I had put into my mind at the beginning. And lo and behold, after a short time, he was drinking his Coke and eating his popcorns and his chips and all this kind of stuff. And he was whole and perfect. I, for a moment, was thinking, because he's sitting in an emergency room, he has a need. Well, this is the game, the relative game I'm playing often in this illusionary world. I remember once One of our practitioners in Switzerland received a phone call from his dear friend, and the friend told him that his daughter was missing and since the day, and they had called him home and they finally told him that the daughter was found, but the daughter was dead. And the practitioner, the friend, told him, look, just calm down, become in peaceful with yourself, because it's an illusion, it's not true. It's not true, it's an illusion. Well, this was a practitioner who really believed in himself, because shortly afterwards, his friend called him and he said, yes, it was not his daughter, they found his daughter and she's whole and perfect, and it was nothing else than a thought in his mind. I have experienced many times illusions with weather, especially with flying. And when I once flew to Texas with Mark Byerlin, and we took off from Texas to come home, we were told there was a big storm coming up. And I said to Mark, well, how are we going to handle this? We are now flying off to California with the expectancy of a storm. And lo and behold, the sky was already very dark and it looked really very promising for bad weather. But Mark, and while I was treating and said, the sky is clear, Mark only said, look, we are going in this direction and the storm is just behind us, it's following us and we are faster. But it was quite an experience for me, with just taking off and seeing these clouds coming just really fast behind us, and then letting them go and say, look, this is an illusion and I don't want to dwell in this illusion. And we took off into the blue sky and we had a beautiful, calm flight. Well, illusions in reality is something to think about, and more I'm dwelling into the thoughts of illusion, more I experience illusion, and illusion change constantly, and I have the tendency even to compare them. And so long I compare them and judge them, I'm living in a very relative world. But when I accept these illusions as is and just flow with them and have fun with them and play my game, I am in charge, I am the master. Well, have fun with thinking about illusions and reality. I still have fun with it. Love you.